Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
We have a moral obligation when it comes to refugees to let them in. So Biden does the inhumane thing in restricting refugees and the inhumane thing by being sloppy and creating incentive for families to travel all the way across Mexico to arrive at our border without documents.
Becky Falwell sent Giancarlo an invitation to an exclusive club. His name is on a list of people who are going to have a private lunch with the Donald during a visit to Liberty University. The private plane he's on? A former administrator at Liberty told us they sent it to Miami just to bring Giancarlo here.
The cicadas do not spread disease. They won't sting humans. They won't bite humans. I right now I have several hundred cicadas in my house, although they're all pinned in insect boxes.
Okay.
But they're not going to cause any kind of threat. They're not going to carry away your children. There's something to look forward to.
Today, we sample these three podcasts, Left, Right, and Center, In God We Lust, and Brood X. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. With the increasingly polarized media, it's not easy to gain a more thorough perspective on the news of today. Well, that's where the podcast Left, Right, and Center may bring you some relief. It's a production of KCRW Los Angeles, and it's a weekly, civilized, yet provocative confrontation over politics, policy, and pop culture. Don't expect some boring look at what we can all agree on. Think of it as an honest three-way battle for your heart and your head. Here's a taste of Left, Right, and Center from the recent episode called Accountability, where host Josh Barrow is joined on the left by LA Times' Gustavo Arellano and on the right by the Washington Examiner's Tim Carney to talk about the lose-lose immigration moves the Biden administration has implemented so far.
Tim, this feels like it was exactly backwards on the part of the Biden administration, that they made some mistakes with regard to migration from Central America. I think the president sent mixed messages at the start of his administration. They changed rules that made it easier for certain migrants to get into the United States, especially unaccompanied minors, and that unsurprisingly led to a surge of unaccompanied minors, generally, in most cases, 16 or 17-year-old boys. And so the situation at the border is in significant part, I mean, it's an ongoing crisis that's been there for years, but it has been intensified by choices Biden made. And then he felt the need to counteract that with this hawkish move on refugees. It feels like he should have done the opposite, that there should have been a tougher line at the border and more refugee admissions in a way that is orderly, unlike the chaos that's at the border.
Exactly. A tougher line at the border and a higher cap on refugees, both would be more humane because, as you described, Biden sort of scrapping Trump's Remain in Mexico policy then created a huge incentive for much larger numbers of unaccompanied minors specifically and families to come up to the border because now they thought, rightfully so, that they would have more of a chance of then being released into the United States. But that is not necessarily good for these families. It's not good for them to travel all the way across Mexico. So many of them come from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. I'm a kind of conservative guy in immigration policy. I'm a Catholic though, and I think that where the moral duty comes in, most of our immigration policy should be aimed at helping people who are already here. But we have a moral obligation when it comes to refugees to let them in. So Biden does the inhumane thing in restricting refugees and the inhumane thing by being sloppy and creating incentive for families to travel all the way across Mexico to arrive at our border without documents.
From the podcast Left, Right, and Center, produced by KCRW Los Angeles, get the full fill of your politics, policy, and pop culture with Left, Right, and Center, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/start here. The Reverend and President of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell, told The Guardian's Harriet Sherwood in 2018, Every human being is a sinner. We're all imperfect, we're all flawed, and we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Just 2 years later, he demonstrated his own sins and imperfections in a pool boy scandal that resulted in a spectacular downfall as his wife's adultery, his alleged voyeurism, and the pool boy's attempt at extortion pulled the plug on his career and authenticity. New from Wondery, In God We Lust tells the story of Jerry Falwell Jr.'s dramatic fall from grace in the form of a six-part series co-hosted by Brooke Sifrin and Arisha Skidmore-Williams. With comedy and a pointed style, the duo unpacks this dramatic scandal. Check out this clip from the series, from the episode titled Two Guys Named Jesus. In the snippet, pool boy Giancarlo, already under the spell of the Falwells, is brushing up on his knowledge of their friend Donald Trump because he's been invited to meet the author of The Art of the Deal.
In late September of 2012, Giancarlo Granda does step onto a private plane. He's dressed in business casual, jeans, an open-collared white shirt, and a blazer. Once he's in his seat, he cracks open a book. It's a memoir, the story of a scrappy kid from Queens who becomes a real estate developer, puts his name on lots of buildings and gold lettering, and eventually runs for president.
Donald Trump.
Yep. Okay, so Trump was actually born to a rich slumlord who gave him millions of dollars to start his own businesses, but, you know, who's keeping track? Giancarlo is reading Trump's famous bestseller, The Art of the Deal. It's got expressions of good Christian values, like the time he punched his music teacher in the second grade.
Why is Giancarlo reading Art of the Deal?
Well, it could be because he dreams of having a bright future in business, or he might be brushing up on his Trump reading because he's about to meet the man himself. Becky Falwell sent Giancarlo an invitation to an exclusive club. His name is on a list of people who are going to have a private lunch with the Donald during a visit to Liberty University. The private plane he's on? A former administrator at Liberty told us they sent it to Miami just to bring Giancarlo here. On campus, Giancarlo meets up with Jerry and Becky in the green room behind the stage where Trump appears. It's nice. Lots of dark wood, dark colors, a spread with drinks and snacks. The Falwells greet their VIP guests, and they introduce Giancarlo around. There's conservative politician and rising star Michelle Bachmann. And there's Trump's personal attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen.
Wait, you mean the guy who went to prison for paying off Stormy Daniels?
The one and only. And of course, Donald Trump. Josh Kavinsky, an investigative reporter for Talking Points Memo, says it was a big moment for Giancarlo.
Granda remembers that when Jerry introduced him to Trump, Jerry describes Granda as our friend from the Fontainebleau. And Trump, I think kind of hilariously, has this like quote where he's like, a lot of my favorite guests at the Doral hang out at the Fontainebleau, you know, because Trump's always like selling his businesses.
There's a photo of the moment. Giancarlo and Trump smiling at each other and shaking hands. Jerry and Becky in the background.
I feel like it's one of those handshakes where Trump grips Giancarlo's hand for like an uncomfortable amount of time.
Oh, you know it is.
From the new podcast, In God We Lust, a steamy story of staggering fall from grace. Find it now on the Start Here podcast collection. Just pick the podcast menu at wvxu.org. Well, it's open season for cicadas. Of course, you can't miss the sound, and you almost can't miss encountering them on walks, bike rides, or runs. Well, Mount St. Joe resident expert Gene Kritzky loves these little relatives of the bed bugs and stink bugs and has been tracing their history of hundreds of years. On the new 10-part podcast, Brood X, WVXU's Corey Sharber speaks with the world-renowned cicada professor on the Brood X podcast. Well, the best place to start with a sample is right here with the Brood X podcast's first episode, where Dr. Kritzky shed some light on cicadas for us.
Tell me, like, what makes these bugs different from all of the other bugs?
Certainly, glad to. Cicadas belong to the insect order Hemiptera. And that's the last time I'll be a technical on this point. Hemiptera include things like bed bugs and stink bugs and aphids. And these are insects that have sucking mouth parts.
Our local Cincinnati creation,
either a plant or an animal,
by Josh Eltram.
The cicadas belong in their own family within that group, the family Cicadidae. And there are close to 3,000 species worldwide. But what we have here in the eastern U.S. are some things special, and those are the periodical cicadas.
And when I think of, you know, bed bugs and cicadas, I never think of those two things in the same category. Now, bed bugs, you don't ever want to have bed bugs in your house. Cicadas, well, I don't want to have them in my house either. But the bed bugs, they tend to hurt more. Cicadas, can they hurt people? Are they nice bugs, I guess, in a sense?
Cicadas do not spread disease. They won't sting humans. They won't bite humans. And right now I have several hundred cicadas in my house, although they're all pinned in insect boxes. Okay. But they're not going to cause any kind of threat. They're not going to carry away your children. There's something to look forward to.
Our local Cincinnati creation, Brood X, produced by WVXU and Cincinnati Public Radio's Josh Elstro. Find out what all the buzz is all about with the Brood X podcast, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the movers and shakers on the Apple Podcast charts, as reported by iTunesCharts.net. Well, this podcast debuted last summer, just embarking on season two. It's The Piketon Massacre, and it's as if it's raised from the dead. It vaulted to the top of the charts last week, making it all the way to number one. It's about the most notorious mass murder in Ohio's history, and it happened just 5 years ago in rural Pike County. Four crime scenes, 32 gunshot wounds, eight members of the Roden family left dead in their homes. That's The Piketon Massacre, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about The Piketon Massacre and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.